Everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
I'm going to say the most famous man in Townsville, the most popular man in Townsville.
It's so bad that it's Jake Granville's like 200th as well. It's kind of been a bit overshadowed.
So
huh? It's been a little bit overshadowed by that, hasn't it?
Jake, we love you too. 200 games, crazy milestone. But I don't have his phone number.
No, this
and
is true.
I did have Kyle Felt's phone number, who is now the, what is he, the Cowboys' all-time top try scorer.
Amazing. 131, just overtook Matty Bowen. Couldn't go to a nicer, more local guy.
It's coming up, plus that free pressure test answer on the Cliffo and Kate podcast.
Who are you people?
Cliffo and Kate's Who Am I? North Queensland.
Yippee!
Look, pretty self-explanatory. Producer Beck comes in here and asks us a bunch of questions about people or places that are relative to North Queensland. If you have lost a little bit of interest in this segment, same.
I haven't.
Okay,
you
that
I
is,
love it.
That is because
my favourite segment.
Doing this on a Monday morning after holidays. I can barely remember how to make a coffee, let alone answer trivia questions.
You've had plenty of time to think about your general Townsville, outer suburbs, surround.
Oh, okay.
Get really in touch with North Queensland, Kate, so I'm expecting big things from you today.
What's the scorecard look like, Producer Beck? Because Kate didn't ask this question.
If you're Cliffo, it looks great. I see about 7 points on there for Cliffo, a dismal 3 for Kate.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've had a win, hasn't it?
I've got over 10 years on you.
I'm
coming up to 20 years in the north. So,
and I've just gone 8. Yeah.
All right.
I'm sitting down for this. I'm changing my tactic.
Just relax a bit, Kate. Maybe you're just too on edge.
This
normally
is the problem. She's working herself up.
Yeah.
You work yourself
I
up
did.
And then
I, mentally,
you're destined to fail.
I was out of the game about 3 games ago, I reckon. I just got the poops with it.
Mm. Just chill.
Okay, I'm chilling.
Just relax, girl. Okay. Constructed in 1865.
Same year Kate was born.
But
day
my classic
one
went back. I now stretch 125 kilometres long.
Kate? Am I the Bruce Highway?
No.
Far out.
Originally, I was the only way to travel from Townsville out to the west.
Cliffo. Flinders Highway.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's the highway out to Charters Town?
It was Flinders, yeah. I am a main route for people from areas such as Alice River and Black River.
Hmm. Yeah.
I stretch from the Kerwin Thurngower area all the way out to inland basalt.
Cliffo. Harvey Range Road.
Is correct.
The big dog. He's back, baby.
He is back.
Slight advantage. Cliffo lives in Kerwin.
Yeah,
could you maybe ask like a South Townsville question?
Literally starts at my house.
It was on the tip of my tongue. I couldn't think what it was. I was not far from it.
You get up to the tea rooms more often, mate.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. I'm the only of my kind serving the North Queensland region since 1881. I am not a person or a place, and I come in different forms. I'm a major news source for Townsville locals. Some people read me.
Kate? Townsville Bulletin?
Yes!
Oh, goodness gracious.
Kate, with the wind.
A bit slow on the ding, Cliffo. Jeez.
You see his face? He's just, ding.
I've been closing my eyes, by the way. I don't know why I'm doing that. I'm just sort of blocking out all the noise.
You know, winners shine bright, Kate.
Okay. This is the decider.
Losers close their eyes and hope for the best.
Okay. Originally from New Zealand, North Queensland is now my home after a successful NRL career.
Oh. Originally from New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. I spent most of my career with the North Queensland Cowboys, who were my first and last team in 2023. I was an integral member of the historic premiership win in 2015, scoring a try in the nail-biting victory.
Is that I don't know whether he's from New Zealand. Is it Antonio Winterstein?
No.
Oh.
This year.
Cliffo. Jimmy Tarmow.
Who?
James Tarmow.
Yes.
Oh.
Sorry, Kate, you lost again.
Big dog.
I did spot him yesterday at the footy as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Doesn't help your cause now, does it?
No, it really doesn't.
Should be fresh in
mind. Really doesn't.
Really is becoming a bit David versus Goliath, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Kate, 8-3.
Although David, what, David beat Goliath in the end. Our David, she just keeps on losing and losing and losing. Less than 24 hours ago, a huge moment at Queensland Country Bank Stadium in Townsville.
Intercept! Here it comes! The Cowboys' record! Kelsey passes the great Matt Bowen. He does it in front of home fans. A grand final hero from their premiership win has a big moment in Cowboys history here.
And he joins us this morning, Kyle Felt. Mate, firstly, congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me on this beautiful Monday morning.
Mate, so I was at the game yesterday. So when you score this try, it was an intercept try, obviously sitting on the wing. The Titans were sort of making a bit of a comeback. So when you went over, I think everyone sort of stood up and cheered because, A, it was a cracking try. But then when it came up on the big screen that you'd overtaken Matty Bowen and had scored the most tries out of any Cowboy, mate, the crowd went nuts. Everyone was on their feet.
Yeah, I could actually hear the crowd when I did get the intercept. I don't know if they were cheering because I got the intercept or cheering because I was going to get the try, but I'll take any of them, so I'm pretty happy.
It was a beautiful moment too because you took the intercept, you were running to score the try, you changed hands, like you transferred the ball from one hand to the other, and you did a little two-finger salute, like a little, like up in the air, like I'm going to score here. And then when you did score the try, it was sort of like you looked up to the heavens and you shouted something. What did you say?
I don't know. I didn't think I said anything. I just screamed in joy and excitement. I think it's just been something that a lot of people have been talking about for so long, and it's just finally glad to get the monkey off my back, I guess. And it was just a big relief, obviously, to do it at home, but I guess in the context of the game, we really needed a try. And, yeah, I was very lucky enough to be in the right position to get it.
Mate, it must have been lovely to score it at home. The crowd was absolutely behind you. I saw one of the Cowboys team members, sort of one of the corporate staff, actually getting the ball, putting it in like a container sort of trophy thing for you. So that was the ball that you actually scored the try with, and that is now with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I actually asked if I could, once I scored, I asked our trainer if I could keep it, and he said, oh, we've got to kick it and do this, all the stuff, that formalities we do with the game. And then at the end of the game, I was very lucky enough, they put it in like a little Perspex box, and I get to keep it, and I think they're putting a plaque on it at the moment, so which would be pretty good.
Straight to the pool room, mate.
Yeah, where's that going to go at home? Have you got like a trophy shelf or?
I actually don't. I need to make a little room for it, I think.
Oh, mate, I'd build an extension for that. Like, it's worth having. Like, you know, and you're a local boy. You grew up sitting on the hill at the old, God, it would have been probably Dairy Farmer Stadium back in the day, Felty.
Yeah.
To then become the Cowboys' all-time top try scorer with your family there, like at home as well too. Like, could little Kyle Felt growing up in Townsville ever have imagined, you know, what you've achieved?
No, well, obviously growing up out in Dirigan in Townsville here, everyone always has dreams and aspirations. And one of mine was to be an NRL player and play for the Cowboys. And I'm living my dream. And now I am the top try scorer for my hometown club. And it's something that it still hasn't sunk in yet. I was talking to my wife on the way home, Deanna. She asked me, how do you feel? I said, to be honest, I'm just more glad we got a win for Jakey on his 200th.
Yeah, another great milestone.
Yeah, I think when I retire, it'll all sink in a bit more. At the moment, I'm just on cloud nine still.
Mate, what was the sentiment like in the sheds after yesterday? It was such a big match. You know, your try, Jake's 200. What was the vibe like in the dressing rooms once you guys got off the field?
At the start, it was a little bit dull, I think, because the way we played, we obviously didn't put together a whole 80 minutes. But after we got through that sort of things, everyone kind of chirped up a bit, and we started to celebrate Jake's 200th game and obviously the try as well. So it was really good, and we got to go over to the league's club and have a few beers and celebrate with our fans after, which was great, and it was a good turnout.
Perfect. So much to celebrate, like a win. We want to win at home. Jakey Granville's 200th and Kyle Felt becoming the Cowboys' all-time top try scorer. Just really proud to have you as a mate to the show, Kyle. Stellar effort. And I guess we'll see you in here later on in the week, you big buffet.
Yeah, it'd be great. Make sure you have some ribbons and some chocolate.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
no,
right. Yeah, right.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Pressure test back tomorrow, Tuesday, April 9th. And this is where we give you a free answer to make it a bit easier, Kate.
The question is, Guy Clifton, who proposed the theory of evolution by natural selection?
Was that Darwin or Einstein? Darwin?
First one correct, absolutely. It was Charles Darwin.
Darwin. Yeah, he was the guy that went to the island.
He was the guy.
The plants and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charles Darwin.
Yep.
See, I know stuff.
CD.
CD.
The big D.
Love the big D. Charles Darwin, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
Jimmy Reese is back on stage this year on his Let's Get Regional Tour, and he's coming to Townsville Saturday the 13th of July at the Townsville Civic Theatre. Good morning, Jimmy Reese.
Oh, g'day, guys. How are you?
Mate, I'm so good.
I'm composed.
I'm so good.
I'm composed, Jimmy. You have one of your biggest fangirls in all of Australia. So if Kate embarrasses herself, that's just, I'm separating myself from her today, all right?
Oh, no worries. Sure. It's okay. It's fine. Well, I don't know what else I need to say.
Well, Jimmy,
just completely flip out.
Mate, I've done 3 nervous wheeze before talking to you already. My heart's beating really quickly. I've been a massive fan of yours. Look, Jimmy Giggle, I've followed you for a little while. I love your socials, and I'm probably a little bit of a fangirl because, look, I like to make a little bit of an idiot myself on social media, and I kind of landed this gig because of the stuff that I did on socials, nowhere near as the stuff that you're doing. But mate, social media is where you, not really where you got your start, but it's where you kind of blew up though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. It was weird going from kid entertainment and then, Giggle and Hoot came to an end in 2019. We all know what happened in 2020 to people in entertainment, went to absolute zero. So I had to do something, right? So I don't know. Comedy's something I've always wanted to do. It's kind of like my pipe dream really. So I thought, this is my time to do it. You know, I know that social media was a place that you could, just put out your content and what happened. So I just sort of went for it in 2020. And yeah, people seem to enjoy it. And here we are a few years later and I'm just hitting the regional tour after a couple of big city ones.
What does a Jimmy Reese tour look like? Because obviously, like, I got kids as well too. I actually met you. You came to Willow's Shopping Centre in Townsville. I don't know if you remember this, probably 15 years ago, Jimmy. Like, it was years ago.
I remember it like it's yesterday. Of course I do.
So we met there. I was the radio announcer guy.
So, yeah, your kids, Damien.
Damien.
Damien
and Sandra, something like that. So I met you when you were doing the Jimmy Giggle stuff, and then the kids have sort of seen all that. And I, like Kate, have seen all your social media stuff. What does the Jimmy Reese on stage show look like and consist of?
Look, it's just crazy, stupid content you might see online for me just brought to the stage. Voter sides, there's the ladies of Brighton. Well, only one at a time. there's meanwhile, in Australia, I'm a little bit like that. So it's a bit of a fever dream.
Will Jason be making an appearance?
Jason!
Absolutely, Jason will be there, yeah. And you know what? The kind of side starts with just seeing if there's any Jasons in the audience. There's always one, and stupid, they always put their hand up. What idiots.
Love it. Mate, you're a busy guy. You have 3 young boys as well. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be on the road with you for this Let's Get Regional tour, or Tori and the boys staying at home?
Well, so far they've stayed at home just because moving 3 small children around is a logistical nightmare. And, you know, the regional tour, it turns out Australia's quite big, guys. It's absolutely massive, and there's lots of travelling. I just got back from WA the weekend, and I felt like I could have gone halfway across the world, and it would have been quicker.
That's a whole other. You need a passport, I think, to get in over there. That's a long way.
The one thing we were thinking is Townsville, and I've got Cairns as well. Yeah. The following week or the week before, I can't quite remember. That's the gap in there, which we could come for a holiday in July there. So we're planning that at the moment. So this will be the leg of the tour that, yeah, that the family does come on.
Well, we'd love to have the Reeses in North Queensland for as long as possible. Get your tickets. So it's Townsville Civic Theatre, Saturday, July 13th. So you've got a couple of months, but get on it early. Frontier Touring, the best place to go. Jimmy, did you grab the ticks?
Yep. Yeah, that is. Yep, that's where you just get all of the information all in one spot.
Two shows in the one night. Jimmy Reese. Kate was pretty good. I thought she contained it.
I think she's pretty good. She's gone quiet, love, late, though.
I am sitting in a puddle of my own weed. That is why.
Thanks, Jimmy.
And now I'm on radio.
Leanne first called us, it was a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about King Charles and his cancer diagnosis, and she shared a story about her husband, Tomo, who was in the process of fighting prostate cancer. And the more we got chatting to Leanne, we found out that they were doing this thing called the Mystery Box Rally, where they were raising money for the Cancer Council. And we are so excited to have them join us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Leanne, and good morning, Tomo.
Hey, thanks,
good morning.
I echo Kate's sentiment. So good to actually meet you guys in person. Tomo, tell us how your whole prostate cancer journey began and where it's at now.
It started with a very pedantic doctor that I used to go to for my 12 monthly checkups, and the PSA, which is the prostate specific antigen, is a score. So we were keeping an eye on it, and then it slowly bumped up and got to a point we better keep an eye on this. And then
is that a blood test? Sorry,
yeah, just a blood test. Just a blood test. Simple as that. And then from there it went to surgery, and we've had a prostatectomy, if I got that right. So it's gone.
It's gone. Cancer-free at the moment.
Cancer-free at the moment.
Fantastic news. Now, obviously, you were diagnosed with cancer. How did you come across the Mystery Box Rally? Tell us a little bit about what it is. Leanne?
So it's probably more Tomo was sort of doing a bit of research and obviously wanted to help out with the research of all types of cancer, not just prostate. So he came across the Mystery Box Rally, had a look at the video from last year's rally and said, we're going to do this. And here we are. August, we're heading off to do this Mystery Rally. So
it's 2,500 Ks.
On
dirt roads. Mm-hmm. In a vehicle that is, am I saying this right, is 25 years or older?
Yes, correct.
And you're a diesel fitter. So correct. If anyone could make an old 25-year-old
well, I hope so. My wife will sack me.
Yeah. So what is the vehicle? What have you set up?
It's a dual cab two-wheel drive Hilux.
Perfect.
And where are your travels taking you? It starts in Airlie Beach, is that correct?
Yeah, we don't know. That's the beauty of the mystery box.
It's a mystery box. So, yeah, hello. Just clicked. Rightio.
A week off. You need retraining. Each morning they say we're going to this place via wherever. So
super.
Next day is something else. And then you go into the little towns and you support them by having them cater and buy fuel and supplies and stuff. So not only are we supporting the Cancer Council, we're supporting in the small towns around.
And you were saying off air, the Mystery Box Rally has raised, what did you say, $45 million?
There's the other box rally. I won't mention the word that's in front of it, but yeah, it's the box rally.
It's the S-Box rally.
The shite. So in the 12 years they've been going, it's raised $44.5 million for cancer research.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Just these guys.
That's absolutely incredible.
And it's teams like us that go out and find donations and sponsors and have the raffles and whatever. So.
And you've been putting in the hard yards. You've donated now. How much money have you raised so far?
So once we draw our raffle today and the surplus funds from that raffle go into our kitty, we will have about
$6,000.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's an amazing effort.
And since we've had you guys on sort of since the start of this and the King's Cancer thing that we were talking about before with Kate, you've been ringing through giving us updates, Leanne. And I was actually really humbled because you messaged me and you said, oh, I'd love to have you guys draw the winner of your numbers board. So you've sold 50 numbers.
100.
100 numbers, was it?
Oh,
50 bucks a number. Yep. And then the first prize is $1,000, second prize $500, and third prize $250. Mm-hmm. And in the Tupperware container next to you, that's not Leanne's.
It's not my lunch. It's not my lunch.
It's not Tomo's lunch.
Are you ready to do the honors?
I'm absolutely ready to do this. So we're going to draw third first, is
we'll
that correct?
We'll go third, second, and then we'll go first. So the winner... $250
It is number 54, Kylie Bray.
Oh no. Are you listening, Kylie? You got it, girl.
I love it. $250, nothing to sneeze at.
Better than the kick in the pants.
Okay.
Second prize. Which is $500, Kate.
Nothing to sniff at, is it? Is number 4, Gavin Rake.
We'll go
Rakey.
Yes, Gavin, $500 coming your way, mate. And this is the big one.
Gav, you missed out.
These the drum rolls going to work out. Today's the first prize.
First
$1,000 cash, and the winner is
number 19, Deb Mallard.
Oh no! Oh, Deb, you know it, girl.
You said
no
to everyone.
Because I know them all.
Who's Deb Mallard?
A great friend of mine and a work colleague of ours. So, yep.
She's got it. Well, good on you, Deb. Now, well, and good on you guys. Like, I mean, you're in the clear now, Tomo, but yes, you're still putting your hand up and you supporting the old ball and chain here, Leanne, putting your hand up to do the right thing and sort of give back a little bit. Yep. Thank you for raising such awareness for Kate and myself and on our show. Mm. And good luck come August, eh?
Get out there, boys, and get your PSA test.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
What do they say? One little prick will save your life.
That's correct. Get around it. It's Triple M Breakfast.